Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're board bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Lady Hardy. It's Ask Low Blows.
Hello. Is that Ask Low Blows again?
Yeah.
We're back. We're back with some more questions. We're still in quarantine. We're still in a TNA lockdown. It is ideal, but you know what? You still sent in your questions. You still held up your end. So I suppose we'll hold up ours and do the show. At @Owen_Davis1, have you made any purchases which have left you disappointed?
And he based this off, he sent a picture of his WrestleMania travel package. Oh, that is sickening.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Oh,
yeah, that's horrible. I don't know, like, I suppose, I mean, the obvious one, yeah, is like cancelled wrestling shows. I mean, you look at fucking like Scrapmania, it's an obvious one, but you also got the Snow Show. We still haven't got Martina versus Pete Dunne. That's disappointing. That's a really depressing start.
Thinking depressed. Any random purchases though? Like for me, I think I have so many like bright ideas of fitness things that I was going to use, like weights and dumbbells and like gym mats and stuff like that. I've spent like £60 on goggles last year that I swore, because like for like it, like when I'm training, I like to like, I don't like doing cardio very much, and I'm not training for anything, so I'm not gonna. Although I'm probably gonna start running now because like I have to do something with the gyms all closed. But I bought goggles and spent like £60 because I'm like I'm gonna do this. I did half a length. And then I was like, swimming is hard. And I've never gone back and done it again. Swimming is ridiculously hard. I've never gone back. So they're just gathering dust at this stage. I still have them because I swear to myself I'm going to. But I've since joined the gym that doesn't have a swimming pool. So I've no idea when that's going to happen or how that's going to happen. But yeah, I'm going to get back to it. I'm pretty sure I will.
Kate, what about you? You got any disappointment?
No, just on the swimming. I'm taking adult swimming lessons at the moment.
No way.
Yeah, it is really hard to do. So one of the girls I work with is a swimming teacher, so she's doing like group lessons for the staff. And because I was the same, I love the idea of being a swimmer, and it was too hard and I gave up. But lessons really help.
It's ridiculous. Did you not know to swim, or is it just a reason for you to get down and go swimming more?
Like, I cannot drown.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm in that same camp. When people ask me, like, can I swim or not, it's like, not really, but I could like barely stay up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can kind of, I can
float.
Survive.
Yeah.
I'm doing something. Yeah, you know? I don't know what it is.
You're
I don't
floating.
Really think it's swimming though. Yeah, floating. Yeah, I can float. disappointing purchases. TNA Impact the game is one that springs out.
That's a friend.
Imagine with that roster, yeah, to have like a Here Comes the Pain type fun game, you know what I mean? Or even like a game you have now where you've got like all the customization, all the fun shit you can add to it. That's my purchase. I don't know, wait.
On a similar note to Owen, I used to have a curse, and it's a running joke with me and my friends. I don't think I've ever talked about it on the show. I used to, a similar thing though. I used to have a curse where every time I'd book a holiday with a girl I was with, we'd break up like 2 weeks later. And I remember it got to such a point that like the amount of like thousands I've like wasted on holidays that never happened in the past. But like it got to a point where I remember I broke up with someone a few years ago, and I went to a friend and I was like, can you meet up? I need to have a chat. Like, I was a bit like down in the dumps and stuff like that, and they're like, what happened? And I'm like, we booked a holiday. And they're like, ha ha ha, ha. No, seriously, what happened? I'm like, no, genuinely, we booked a holiday, we broke up the next day. I'm like, so I've done that before.
Hell.
That'd be like, if we were talking about the amount I spent on stuff, that'd probably be the highest value purchase.
Oh, fucking!
It's still going mad. Breaking up the depression in the background.
I'll just take. We'll take his answer as he for 20. What? Katie, did you give an answer or what?
I suppose the only real thing is like sometimes when I online shop and things look one way in the picture, and then you put them on your body and they look differently.
Good old wish.
Yeah, the sizings, the colors, the cuts. yeah, there's been some absolute travesties. So now I just don't really shop online anymore. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, did I buy a bad set of wrestling gear once? And then when you try, I tried it on and it just, you know, straight away you're like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. I love it. I will never wear this.
Oh, that's sick, because so much effort goes into like designing and make it, and then you have to wait so long for it as well, and then it's personal. Oh, that's sickening.
You know what gear it was? It was just, I didn't like it. It was actually the gear I wore at Defiant. It was like a all-in-one with a cape. And I didn't like it. I think I wore it once or twice and I didn't like it. But then for some reason, the match I broke my arms in, I was wearing that gear and they had to cut it off me.
Gosh.
And I was just, the only thought I had the next day was, oh, at least it wasn't a set I liked.
But also as well, you're then like, to compound your misery, you're then stuck in gear that you hate. You're like,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Owen, about your WrestleMania lack of experience. I don't really know if you can call it an experience, but yeah, thanks for the question nonetheless. Keith at Bittersweet Chinnam, with Tom Brady leaving the Pats, face with tears of joy. Wait, what? I'm sorry, with these emojis.
Did he spell out the emojis? Wait, hold on. I think that just copied and pasted like that. Because I don't remember that tweet.
I think that's... Well, okay, now I'll read it again. Now I'll understand what I'm talking about. With Tom Brady leaving the Pats, face of tears of joy, face of tears of joy, face of tears of joy, face of tears of joy. What player leaving a team left you most shocked?
Player leaving. Like, you could bring this back to wrestling. Like, Steve Austin leaving WWE, taking his ball and going home.
Seth Rollins leaving the Shield. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that worked. CM Punk leaving because, like, it was at the stage where we didn't know what was going on at the time, but it was like, is he going to main event WrestleMania? Like, you know what I mean? He was getting so close to that, and then it's like, no, CM Punk will never wrestle in WWE. And he hasn't to this day, like. So there's that too. I'll think of sports players as we go on. Katie, is there anyone you can think of, even in wrestling or in... Phil will definitely have an answer.
Spider-Man leaving the MCU.
He's back. He's back.
Yeah, I know, it's just good, but like, I was very upset when it happened.
Yeah, and it was just after the new movie as well. That was very upsetting. Because they just like done the big twist at the end of the movie, and it was like, what the fuck? That's very true. Ask Phil. Phil will definitely have a good answer for this.
Phil! What player leaving a team left you really sad? What player leaving a sports team left you really sad?
You'll have one in seconds.
Yeah. Really sad. No, an example of a sports player you thought was sad. Oh, he's sad.
He's blind.
I don't know, it sounds like he's coming in after me now.
Wait, repeat the question.
So the question is, right, we're talking about Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. Okay. What other sports star leaving a team left an impact on you?
Chris Jericho leaving WWE. It's
okay if you know.
Oh, company.
Company?
Sure. I cried like three times. I remember crying his last match when he scored the goal against Leicester.
I cried
the FA Cup final.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was personally very emotional.
I thought it was the beer, but...
But no man has ever made me cry more in the last 10 years of Vince's company, though.
Oh. Okay.
Far more tears to me than anyone.
I think I set him off again.
Sorry, we just upset Phil and then like left you with him for the night. Like,
he's gonna be watching fucking Vince and Company videos on YouTube now, crying into his beer.
Turn around, Brian.
I'm glad you got an answer for that, though, because I was thinking of City. I'm like, because you know the way like United, you've got like Beckham, Ronaldo, you got that history. With City, it's just like when Alano left, that left like a hole in my heart. When Sun Jin Hai departed, I could not.
Company's a good one, though. He's proper. For me, again, United, it just that I knew Phil will remind me of something. Eric Cantona. Eric Cantona, oh, that traumatized. That's my first, like, sports-related trauma as a child. Like, because he was, like, my hero. He was the reason I followed United. And then, like, he left, and he was in the peak of his, like, powers. And he was just, like, you never see it these days anymore, because he usually goes to US or China or something like that. And he left, and he was, like, one of the best footballers in the world. United had him. He was such a good, charismatic personality. That traumatized me. That left me. That was bad. That was really tough to take.
Yeah, I think Rollins leaving the Shield is probably still my answer, though. Because I just got back into wrestling. 2014 was when I got back into wrestling, and I found this new team. I didn't really know who they were, but I was proper, like, behind them, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I was really, really invested. And Rollins in particular was the one that I loved at the time. I thought he was really fucking cool. Like, the way he... I remember, like... Do you remember, like, the Shield versus Evolution, where he jumped off the fucking Titantron to turn it around and get the Shield to win? Man, I was going so mad for that, yeah? And, then it happened, and everyone thought it was going to be Ambrose as well, and it was Rollins, and I was like, no, why you? I was really upset.
I've another timely one, actually, that I just thought of, and it works with what's going on. Did anyone watch that Boys in Green documentary that RTE did? It was brilliant.
No.
Go out your way. It's brilliant. Like, and like, if you grew up around it, it's even better. But Keane, I think you'd love it as well, because you're a big, like, mad for the Boys in Green and all that. You'd support them more than I would these days. But, like, that was my peak. I cried my eyes out when Jack Charlton left. Because, like, I wasn't old enough yet to understand, and, like... They go into it in the documentary where they're like, he's on the Late Late Show, and Gay Byrne goes, if any British person was ever to be, like, voted as president and everyone to be okay with it, it'd be Jack Charlton. He was that level of cultural icon in Ireland around that time. So when he left, I didn't, I could only see, and I still have this to a degree, I can only, like, when someone is that level of hero in my eyes, it doesn't matter how bad their results are, I think they should never leave, and they should just, the team can rot around them, but, like, they're a hero, and they're a legend to me. So I bawled my eyes out as a child. I remember going into my grandparents, because they were minding me at the time. I went into the kitchen just crying, just like absolutely like tears streaming down my face, like someone I know had died, and just Jack Charlton had just left Ireland. But that was traumatizing.
I think a lot of people can relate to that as well. Like when Clinton Morrison left Ireland, I think a lot of people were like beyond heartbroken. Like their heart was just ripped out. Sad, shocked, same thing. Thanks for the question, Keith. At Simpsons WWE, what is your speciality dish you can cook from scratch? I can make a belter mac and cheese. Mine's just like a bowl of Shreddies. It's kind of the extent of my powers. What about you, Rick? You got any...
No one ever believes me when I say this because it seems so basic, but my French toast is the stuff of gods. And then everyone's like, French toast isn't hard. It's just like, you just fry bread. But then they taste it and then they're like, oh no, okay, you're onto something here. So that's my thing.
I can make fries and pasta dishes, and that's about it.
Nice. Fries,
just the essentials: fry ups and pasta dishes. A lasagna. I make a good lasagna.
I thought you were saying chips there for a second. I thought you were you went full yank, and you were like, I can make fries. I was like, you can make chips. Come on, like
fry ups.
A fry is a skill. To be fair, no, that's a fry is a skill. It is.
I bought a slow cooker yesterday as well with my tumble dryer. So. I'm hoping to start cooking some, because we don't have an oven, as I mentioned before. We have a hob and a George Foreman, so I don't get that much chance to cook. It's all pasta and stir fries.
I thought you were going to say you're going to do a fry in the slow cooker. I'm like, well, fries are not your specialty then. This is an 8-hour sausage. Right, fair enough. Right, interesting.
Thanks for the question, Simpsons WWE. At Kento CCFC, what's the worst taste you've ever had? Tato's Spice Bag and Walker's Chili and Chocolate spring to mind instantly for me. Oh my fucking god, I have an answer for this, but Katie, where do you, what's yours?
Anything licorice. Licorice, all sorts, Sambuca, just anything with licorice taste. Oh no, I can't do it. Hate it.
Big time.
I don't even want to talk about it. It just makes me sick. That's why I'm very reluctant to Rick, you go first, right? Okay. What's yours?
So when, like, I and Pete and, like, foodies hate when you say this, but I don't like onions. And they're like, well, there's onion in literally everything you eat. But, like, okay, I don't mind the taste of onion if it's, like, there. I like cheese and onion crisps. But, like, I don't like the texture of onions. Like, I don't like where there's a big lump of onion. And, like, if I get surprise onion, I'll nearly get sick on the spot. Like, like, do you know when it's just, like, you're having a meal in a restaurant or something, and then you just get a lump of it in your mouth, and you're like, I just bit into an onion. I can't stand the texture of it, and just how strong, like, a lump hits you. No, it just... It gets me bad, like an instant gag reflex, like it's horrible.
Okay, mine basically, right, is when somebody, like, this is like a few years ago, it's about 14 or something, someone went into Spar and they took out with them I think it was Stax, I don't know, but it was some knockoff Pringles fucking tube, yeah, and they were like, hey, do you want some? And I'm like, fuck yeah, man, it's like, it's free Pringles, or so naive 14-year-old me thought. I ate one and genuinely, like, nearly got sick all over the fucking road outside. It was the most horrible fucking excuse of a fucking crisp I've ever had in my entire life. And I hope, I just hope to never ever see, like, not just see the crisp itself, but to ever even see the packaging or anything. I never want to see any knockoff Pringles ever again. Pringles do it right. And I think we should just let them do their thing, you know?
Don't mess with a good thing. Like, my mate actually gets sick when he sees beans. It's hilarious. And I lived with him. And
just
guess what?
Beans at him next time you see him.
Guess what I cooked every single night while I lived with him? I got sick of eating beans because I ate them so much because he was repulsed by the sight of them. Like, he'd see them and it's just like he'd have to leave the room. And, like, sometimes I'd want them to leave the room, so I'd just start, like, frying up a few beans.
yeah, thanks for the question, Kento. I hope I get it right. At L. Bridget, am I right in saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Have I pronounced it wrong? L. Bridget? No, anyway. No,
it's not Bridget. It's not, like, something you make a fire with.
Sorry. What's your number one comfort food from a deli? Mine is a jambon.
Solid Joe.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've actually never eaten anything from a deli ever.
What?
What?
Yeah. Why? Because I just don't like it. I have my chicken nuggets in fast food restaurants, and then, you know, I just, it's not something I'll ever... Like, what would you eat in a deli, for example? I guarantee you don't like
have
it.
Have you never eaten a chicken fillet roll?
No.
Like, for someone who lives off chicken, like chicken nuggets.
It's a giant nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in a roll. Like, I don't like mixing shit, you know what I mean?
What? Like, have you never eaten a roll?
yeah.
So, and you just don't like it when you put a thing that you like on it?
Oh, I don't like rolls in general. I ate a roll before.
Oh, you've eaten it. Right, fair. You don't like rolls?
No.
But you like bread?
Yeah.
So why?
It's a lot of effort, like, just... It's just a lot of effort. It's not something I'd ever eat in my free time. You know
it's
what I
no
mean?
Effort.
It's, like...
it's no effort. They make it for you. That's the point of a deli. They make it for you. There's zero effort in it. All you have to do is open your mouth and eat like every other food.
No, but it's just there. Like, just really annoying. Like, I don't know. It's not for me.
I love that you said, it's not something I would eat in my free time. Like, in your free time, you just cruise delis, but you know, no, not today.
Deli cruiser.
What's your comfort food anyway from this amazing deli that I'm missing out on?
I don't know if I can come back from that. I don't know if I can just let that go, like.
Yeah, like, that's not in the rolls, like.
Okay, fair enough. That's your, for me, it's sausage rolls. Love a few sausage. Because we have a deli in work, like, so breakfast would always be. And, like, their fry ups ain't the best. I think they use a slow cooker for it. So, like, it's not for me. So sausage rolls would be my go to. You can't go wrong with a few sausage rolls.
I put sausages on a roll with butter. That's my comfort food.
That just reminded me.
What?
That just reminded me. I remember I went into We're on our way to a show. We're on our way to a show in like Athlone or something, and we went into like a petrol station in the back arse of nowhere, and I asked for a sausage roll with butter and red sauce, and literally I checked my phone and got chatting to the lads, and then the girl behind the counter just goes, "Is that what you're looking for?" And she just showed me a large sausage roll which was buttered and had red sauce on the top of it, and I just know I it all happened so quickly, I could do nothing else but laugh in her face and go, "No!" Oh, it was amazing.
Oh. Definitely have to say a roll with sausages.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It was when you said it, it reminded me of the danger that's apparent. Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, no, I tend to just get Pringles when I'm in the shop, you know what I mean? The deli's there, but the Pringles are the other way, so why would I choose the deli over the Pringles? You know, that's my logic, you know, because obviously I won't mess with it.
I get it now, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, though, Al. At Sean McSarin, hi. what's the most outrageous thing that happened to you playing a game? Any type? Sport, board game, computer game, etc. An example of mine this week where I got sacked by Luton Town on FIFA 17 after 7 seasons at the club. It's bullshit. But yeah, I have a really long answer to this. But go on, Rick, have you ever, you play FIFA a lot, do you have any, like...
I have a when the career mode rigs itself against me, I get so...
Rigged. It's rigged. Hear that, Sean?
It does, I'm telling you that it does. Like, this bothers me. Like, I texted you about this the other week. I'm like, have they ruined the update? Like, that's why I was texting. Because it was just like a case of where, like, the other teams, like, for me, I understood, like, so I'm Fiorentina in a current career mode, okay? They're my Italian team. And, like, I was on course to qualify for the Champions League. I was, like, 12 points clear. And then I just started losing, like, 4-0 to Bologna. And, like, I'm like, it was just, like, my players were just passing it randomly, or they were running away from the ball. Like, whenever you pass it to them, they run away. And then, like, you can set your watch to it. I'm like, this is a goal. They're going to score a goal because the storyline is I'm going to lose the Champions League spot. And then they beat me 4-0. And then, like, what is it? The point of it was, this is where I knew it was a storyline, because it got to the final day, and like it was me against Lazio for the last Champions League place, but they're in a different game. And then like I ended up sneaking out a 1-0 win, and Lazio were winning as well, but they conceded a late goal, and I dramatically got into the Champions League, and I'm like, that was the storyline, and the game was conspiring against me. It's the most frustrating thing ever, I'm telling you. FIFA career mode is rigged.
Explain my anticlimactic season I'm having right now.
I'm having
a game with Southampton right now, and it's really like we're winning some or losing some, and it's kind of just the standard.
Because you chose to manage Southampton, so their natural median is mid-table. But Fiorentina, it's like they could get Champions League. It would be dramatic, though. ask Phil what's happening now, because it sounds like he's like in the middle of one of these moments.
All I just heard was, why the fuck would he run that way?
See, so... rigged. Phil knows. Phil agrees with me. I guarantee you Phil agrees with me.
What, Katie, what's, you don't play FIFA, but what's your like outrageous moment that has happened to you in anything?
I think I've talked about this before. It's actually a gaming thing where I was playing World of Warcraft and I was getting like a really high level. And have I not told you this?
No.
Oh yeah, I used to be real into World of Warcraft.
Fucking nerd.
Me and all my mates, and then me and my ex broke up and he kicked me out of the guild and I couldn't recover from it. So I stopped playing.
Oh, that is tough. That is tough.
Funny as fuck.
Well, there was so many of us in the guild, there was no need to kick me out really. And then I had no mates, no one to quest with, and it was like a... I was a hunter, and I was like, this is when it stopped at level 80, and I was getting up there. I think I was like 50 something, and it was just too hard to start again. So I just gave up.
You lost them. Aww. You lost them in the game. It's like the Night's Watch when Jon Snow gets abandoned, and he's like, "Where are they? Where are they? I'm stuck with all the wildlings."
Yeah, so that was pretty. Oh, here's Phil. Phil, what's happening in FIFA right now?
Not good.
What's not good?
I'm playing the Weekend Championship. I don't know if anyone's aware of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
oh my god, I can't even score. And when I do score, it's like winning the lottery. But then they just score six, so.
Phil, while you're here, career mode, it's rigged, right, isn't it? It's the storylines in the career mode that the computer turns against you.
For FIFA?
Yeah.
Well, I just buy a load of free agents and then sell them, like, in the next transfer window and make, like, 6-7 million.
I know that as well. That's not a strategy, actually. Yeah.
Wheeling, dealing.
Like, you just sign these free agents, and if they're good, you go into the team, and if not, you just hold on to them for 3 months and then sell them for a half a mil each.
All right, Del boy.
It's genius.
Who do you play career mode with?
Oh, Bose.
Okay.
So the 6 or 7 million for Bose is like, it's big, like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always in the Champions League with that exact same strategy. So, yeah.
So it is possible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keep dreaming.
I only do career mode though when the internet's gone, so.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, outrageous things that have happened. So for me, right, if we're talking FIFA, yeah, first of all, I actually also got sacked by Luton Town a few years ago. They basically said, here, get promoted, yeah? And I got promoted through the playoffs, but then after the following season had started, they were like, the playoffs wasn't good enough. We won automatically. And they sacked me, so I hate Luton Town just as much as Sean. Yeah, I don't know, what are outrageous? But if he's talking about, like, non-gaming, like, just sport in general, right? I used to play football, like, Sunday League, yeah? And anyone who's played Sunday League football has about a million bollock stories, right? Mine was no different. So I was playing for a really shit team, which is great because I was also very shit. And it meant I got to play a good bit, except one time the club decided to... No, sorry. It was like the club decided to put our team into the Premier Division, which was... It was an experience. I remember one time we celebrated losing 4-2 because it was the best result of the whole season. like our first game, we lost 13-0, just for perspective. At one point, the ref ended one of our games by TKO in the second half. Like, as in, we were halfway through the second half. And the ref literally just ended it. And nobody complained. Everyone was like, yeah. I'm going to save most of them for a video. I think that's a whole... I could do a whole podcast or a whole video on that alone. But yeah, loads of bullshit in football.
if we're really stuck, like, for... Like, no, that sounds like a great podcast. But, like, if, you'll know that, like, times are tough in the coronavirus era if we do, like, Corporate Keane special, my football career. it's just you reading out your autobiography, like, of football.
This coronavirus, I don't even know what day of the week it is.
I'm
fucking working stuff, and I don't know what day it is because I base my whole week around when football's on. Yeah. I got football on Wednesday and football's on Saturday and Sunday, and the 2 days in between, all of those are like, you know, it depends on whether it's Champions League or Premier League.
Oh yeah, my dad's feeling the pinch as well. Like I was playing FIFA the other day, and like he had to come into the room to get something, and he walked past, and he just goes, "Is football on?" And I was like, it's FIFA, sorry, Dan. And he's like, all right.
Fuck. Yeah, my mom always thinks that FIFA's real whenever she walks in, because it's so realistic now that, like, yeah. if any, like, older person with, like, sight issues sees it, they think it's legit. but, yeah,
I don't know whether Katie told you about our living situation, but we... Ooh, have you?
What do you mean? That we live together? Yeah.
No, who lives downstairs?
Yeah, Phil's uncle lives downstairs.
All right, so my uncle lives downstairs, right? Yeah. And like he's an Arsenal fan, right? Like in a I had FIFA on, and like just there now, right? FIFA's playing. He goes, "Whoa, is that football on now? Is it?" I go, "Yeah, Arsenal's on." And he goes, "What channel?" I don't know. I'm playing off a Dodgy Box. He spent 40 minutes just looking for Arsenal. Because he knew there was a match on. He couldn't find me faster on. He's like, "Will you just find out what channel is? I can't find it anywhere."
He knows we don't have a Dodgy Box.
Well, like, I'm playing off the PlayStation. Like. But he doesn't need to know that, you know?
Brilliant. Mean but hilarious.
Thanks for the question, Sean. At Nolanoid 4000, Now we're all living in bunkers for the next few months. What is on your bucket list of things to watch or play?
Yes.
Mine would be the Blade Runner game. That's apparently better than the movie, which I obviously know loads about, as we've discussed a few weeks ago. Yeah, Katie, what's your what's on your book? You talked about having a bucket list earlier. What else is on it?
I actually have a lot of things to read on it. Loads of books I got for Christmas, like Louis Theroux's autobiography.
Oh, nice.
The new Ross O'Carroll Kelly book. I just have a stack of books to read. Want to finish some TV shows. We're watching The Ranch on Netflix. We need to finish that. I'm kind of just rewatching old stuff, like comfort stuff as well. Like, I kind of want to ration out all the things I like watching just so I don't waste them all at once.
Fair.
So we finished one last night that was really good called White Gold. If you're looking for a comedy, that's brilliant. Watch that.
Okay.
Rick, do you ready? What's in your bucket list?
Oh, I so do. I make these lists anyway, like in normal life. So, like, yeah, I'm going to blaze through this. Parks and Recreation, I've started watching them on season 2 now. It's coming into its own. I'm loving it. The Simpsons, I'm going to start watching when Disney Plus comes out. Star Wars, the Clone Wars, I'm going to start watching. I've never watched it. It's like the one big part of Star Wars. Yeah, I can't wait for it now. And then also as well, video game wise, I'm going to play The Last of Us again. Resident Evil 3 comes out. That's going to probably, I'm going to get The Last of Us on PS4 because I played on PS3 a few years ago. I'm going to play that again. Then Resident Evil 3 comes out at the end of the month. At the end of April, I'm going to play that. And then The Last of Us 2 comes out at the end of May. So if we're really pushing this, well, I'm playing it either way, but if we're really pushing this coronavirus thing, I reckon I can get it done in a day or two. The Sopranos. I'm going to rewatch because they're starting a podcast with Christopher and Bobby out of it. They're going to be reviewing every episode after it happens, so I'm going to be following along with that. And then the Sopranos movie, the new one, is coming out at later this year, so I'm going to rewatch all of that throughout the year. I'm set for lists.
We're in a very like once in a lifetime kind of moment where like, there's no wrestling, no football, no nothing. So it's kind of like, if there was a time to catch up on anything, like, now would be it.
Yeah.
For me, I'm that's what I got the UFC Fight Pass. I was saying this on the last show. My plan is literally to watch every single UFC up to now. So I know, like everything that's happened. My plan, after that, I was going to say, initially it was to watch, like, a load of different wrestling promotions. But even though I don't have time to do that, it's kind of like, what if I get excited for their next show and there is no next show? You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, I don't really know what to do with that. Games wise, like I've got. See, it's my goals are very YouTube and other things like that. Sort of that's where I'm focused right now. Mm. Gaming is kind of, it's the same as always. Really, FIFA, Modern Warfare, UFC are kind of the three I'm rotating right now. But I plan on going back to PS2 and everything. Nice. Did I say on this already that I went to the square to get food? Was that you? So I was talking to.
Yeah.
And I panic bought fucking This Football 02. So I do plan on playing that. I also got Celebrity Deathmatch. So I'm gonna, if that works, I'm gonna give that a go. So random PS2 games as well is on the list. My plan is, because I've got a lot of games from, like, you know, when I was younger and stuff, I'm gonna make a list of every single game I have and just see like which ones are worth playing, which ones are going back and having a look at. Because as well, going back and playing like a childhood console is like a great way to distract yourself from what's happening. There's online, nobody's talking about the virus. You know what I mean? You turn on GTA San Andreas, nobody's gonna be mentioning the virus. You know what I mean? And there's no online play. There's no like nothing. You can just fucking immerse yourself in it. So I'm probably gonna go back to PS2, but it's not really on a list as such. I'm just gonna see after I get my college shit out of the way. We'll see, you know, what happens and where I'm going from there.
Good coronavirus living strategy. I like that. Do you know what I just thought of apropos of nothing? So we're pre-recording this, and like it's in the middle of a very serious pandemic and stuff like that. Now things, fortunately, now are grand in Ireland. But imagine like by the time this goes out, and we don't know what's going on in the world, like something really bad happens, like Leo Varadkar dies or something, and we're just like, yeah, I can't wait to watch this TV show. And we're just missing.
Man, that's the thing. You don't know, like
we don't know what the world's going to be like when this, by the time this comes out in a few days, like
that's insane. Yeah, because when we put out the last podcast, it was like everything was fine, and then we put it out, and like I'm out of college and all that other shit's happening. So
now
yeah,
I
don't know.
Skype like.
Yeah. Thanks for the question. At Declan Byrne 31. What are your top six favorite dog breeds? Kate, are you joined by a dog right now?
Am I what?
You're joined by your dog right now,
oh,
are you?
Yeah, she's still lying here, yeah. Yeah, ignoring me.
Aw.
Yeah.
But is she your top six?
She is all my top six. I told Declan I would try think about this, but I really just love lurchers and whippets. Mm-hmm. For anyone who doesn't know what they are, they're greyhound crosses. And they're dogs that you will find in rescues all the time because they're dogs that get abandoned all the time for some reason. Like Amber, we found her on the side of the road about 5 years ago.
Jesus.
And I had to feed her a piece of ham and throw a blanket over her head and wrestle her into a car.
I had to kick the child in the head to take it off.
No, she was abandoned. My parents live on the side of the N11 and she was abandoned there. And we were only supposed to keep her for one night until the rescue had a space for her. But sure, the next day we couldn't give her away.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so whippets and lurchers. I like big dog breeds, Dalmatians, Great Danes. What's Buddy?
Spaniels.
There's another dog that lives here as well, Buddy. He's a spaniel. He's great. Yeah, I don't know. I just like big dogs. Any big dog breed. We don't know what he was.
Labrador, no?
No. Most of our dogs are from rescues, so we're not quite sure what they are.
Ah, okay. What's like for me? Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I like big dogs would be my favorite. Shout out to Toby. He's not listening. Don't know why I shouted him out, but shout out nonetheless.
We've gotten some AirPods there last week. So.
But yeah, I put headphones on them before. I didn't like it, so I don't think podcasts are his thing. But big golden Labrador, love golden Labradors, or Labradors in general, retrievers because they're just Labradors but furry. There's I'm not great with like dog breeds. I always see I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Rick, what's your top six like? A top six between us.
I don't get like attached to breeds. I've got one breed, and people are going to call me a tan for this because it's the Queen's type of dog, and that's what it's known for. But Corgi, I need to have a Corgi in my life, and the reason is because I remember one time I was in work, and there was a Corgi outside, and it wasn't on a leash or anything, and it just like chilled like by itself, like while its owners were in the shop, and it just chilled by lamppost, and it was just so charming, like instantly like fell in love with it, like it was so charming that it just stayed still, but then if anyone came over to it, immediately rolled onto its back and it's like rubbed my belly, and it was just like, and it charmed everyone on the street, like literally there was around 200 people surrounding it just playing with it, and then its owners came out and it immediately just like came to their side, and I'm like, I need a corgi in my life, like that's just like amazing. So that's the only dog, that's the only breed that I have. I get really attached to like individual dogs, like I remember now we were talking before the show and I was like, Kate was like, what, I was asking what Amber's name was, and like I'll remember that now forever. You could tell me like, you know, someone, a person's name that's really important to you, but like I won't remember it, but like I'll remember your dog's name. I'll always remember your dog's name is Toby and stuff like that, and then like my friend's dogs are people, dogs that I know, like I get attached to them individually, like but like not so much breeds, it's like whatever, it's more the person, like dogs have personality, so you get attached to the personality rather than what type of dog they are, do you know what I mean?
Yeah that's a fair answer as well. Yeah, I mean all breeds are the answer really, you know. Yeah. What I mean, I didn't want to give the cheap sort of like they're all amazing answer, but it is really the answer, like when you think about it. But yeah, thanks for the question, Declan. At Spudino 90, this time it is not a million euro question, but he asks, what is the song that anytime you hear it, it takes you back to a particular time in your life / time of year? For example, any song off the Kings of Leon album, Only by the Night, makes me think of my second year of college, or Intervention by Arcade Fire makes me think of winter. I don't know, Rick, what's your...
I'm a DJ, so my entire, like, well, I was a DJ, but, like, my entire life is mapped out through songs, like, but for me, like, when I think of, like, stuff that's special, like, or types of music that's special, it's, like, cheesy old-school dance that, like, only people old, like, Katy Harvey would remember, but, like, but, like, stuff like, not even, like, Maniac, but also, like, Getting More Niche, then, like, Even Better Off Alone, Alice DJ, and then, like, kind of, Sandstorm, Darude, like, basically Session Mott's like full list of entrance songs. Those are my jam, because not only did they remind me of when I was a teenager, they reminded me of when I first became a DJ, and like I was like notable for that. Gigi D'Agostino, L'Amour Toujours, even La Passion and stuff like that, Pretty Green Eyes, Ultra Beat, that was like my main song that I throw into DJ sets, and instantly, like, as soon as they hear Pretty Green Eyes, people would just like go every fucking night that I play it, like. And I had it worked where I'd always put it in like at a certain, I knew where to put it in a set so that they get the most reaction. Like, so those type of songs are like the type that flash me back to not only one but two, but literally all of my life. Tell, like, if you ask me a part of my life, I could tell you a song that I associated with. Tell what I associate people with. Like, I've got a weird condition where if I look at someone, and this is so bad around wrestlers because you look so marky, but like I remember people based on their song choices. If they tell me they like a song or a certain type of music, I'll naturally associate it with them. But when you're around wrestlers, you look like a mark, because like what I'll do is I'll like not even realize it, but I'll be walking around and see a person and I'll start like singing their entrance theme to myself. I'll start like humming them. So like, and I noticed it a lot when I was around, because I wouldn't really know them that well, but whenever like I'd be at shows and Angel Cruz was there, and I'd notice, I did it like four or five times where I'm just like do do do, and then like I go, you're singing his entrance theme and he's looking at you, you weirdo. Like, oh shit. But I always do it, like, but even for like Keane, I associate like Beautiful Life with you, even though like I know obviously it's LJ's theme, but Katie, like when I see you, I think of like The Hand That Feeds and stuff like that. It's mad, like, but yeah, that's me all over, because that's the DJ part of my brain.
Yeah, actually, the wrestling's a good answer as well, because anytime you hear a wrestler's theme song, what do you think of? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no, if you're a wrestling fan, there's no debate, or show theme songs or anything like that. Yeah, I don't know. What's your what about you, Katie?
Yeah, like I love music as well, so like lots of different ones. But I remember about 10 years ago, one of the most fun weekends I ever had is me and a group of mates from the village I'm from. We went on a 3-day sesh. We just rented a house and went on the sesh. But we only brought one CD with us, and it was Justin Bieber's album. So it was literally on loop for 3 days in the house while we seshed. And I remember on the very last day, the girls got up early to clean, and we put the CD on, and I just heard one of the lads banging the door down, "If you play that fucking Justin Bieber CD once more." But like now, whenever we have seshes or anything, like it, like, we still always talk about Justin Bieber. Like, if I'm pre-drinking with the girls, like, that album always goes back on again.
Nice.
His first album, you know, the classics.
The old school. Old school. On a similar note, I remember, what is it? I've weird things. Like, so I remember I went on a holiday when I was a kid, and like my childhood best mate's sister was like a real like teeny bopper and stuff like that at the time. Like, she was going through her musical phase. You know, like teenage girls get so passionate around like certain albums or songs or stuff like that. She was obsessed with the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. So it was like all the way up and all the way back. As a result of that, I know that album from start to finish randomly. Like, I know I'll hear a song and I'm like, the next song coming up is Stay, just a little bit longer. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, but it's mad. Sorry,
for me, if we're talking childhood holidays, I used to always, like, my mum used to always drive me down to, like, you know, Waterford and like Clare and, you know, wherever else, and like for me, she used to always have this Bee Gees tape in her car. And as a result, all these like random old fucking Bee Gees songs, particularly the ones on the tape that wouldn't be like the most famous ones, so I wouldn't have heard them since then. You know what I mean? I definitely associate with that. And that 100% will transform me like straight into the car. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
Thanks for the question.
Chris is asking some absolute bangers of questions lately, by the way. Chris, for like,
yeah,
he is the most underrated question asker, because he is asking some fantastic ones.
They make me think. They make me think. At Clueless Nerd, the next big boy band in Ireland has been signed by Louis Walsh. It's made up of five Lowe's buds. Who are they, and what is the band's name? Fuck, I didn't see this one till now.
Is there anything more tragic than a wrestling fan boy band?
Lowe's buds? Is that only people who actually play the Lowe's buds?
No, Lowe's buds. People who listen to Lowe's.
It's a really outdated reference.
Okay, okay.
It was like when we
holy shit, yeah,
when we started the show, Don, like it was me and Don that started the show. Don Marnell, for anyone who's not an old school listener, we started the show and Don was obsessed with Adam Rose, and he was like so everything came back to Adam. It was Adam Rose, is it? I forget his name.
Yeah, Adam Rose.
So everything came back to Adam Rose, like that was his little obsession, and then as a result our listeners became known as Lowe's Buds, and it's still a thing like fucking 7 years later now at this stage. So that's where Lowe's Buds came from, for anyone who doesn't understand the reference. Who's in a wrestling fan boy band?
Oh fuck,
Jimmy Malloy loves like pop music. He's obsessed with it. Like he's like mad for Avril Lavigne and like Britney Spears and stuff like that. I DJ'd his 30th years ago. I don't want to age him or anything. Like not too long ago, but like, I DJ'd his 30th, and like it was such a fucking class gig because he like likes all cheesy fucking pop. So Jimmy Malloy is a cert to be in there, 100%.
Right. Oh yeah, boy bands don't have like lead singers and shit, do they?
Because it's just awesome.
They do, yeah.
And you can have like personalities and stuff like that, like the bad boy and the.
Oh god!
I honestly think my missed call in life was being part of a boy band, like stepping off that stool like Westlife do, and just like walk, sitting on the stool and stepping off midway through the second chorus. That would have, like, if I could get into a man band now, like that would be my dream. I'd be able to just walk into it too, no training or nothing. Like I have it all nailed down to the
team. Do you remember Phil and Justy? Anyone who was at that SummerSlam party a few years ago, Phil and Justy's Don't Stop Me Now routine, like, yeah, I think you've got to be in there, like, to be fair.
Yeah, that's Steffi Aoki, like, that would be something different completely, but, man, a man band, though, like, just sit on the edge of that stool. No, I don't even want to be a lead singer, I just want to be that guy who, like...
You're Mikey.
Who, like, mimes at the back, and then just step off, like, and be like... Hear all those grannies just go wild.
You're just the guy like it, like they cut you in the video and you just wink to the camera and then the camera pans away.
That's all I need. I'm not a spotlight chaser, man. I just want to be part of it.
The cheeky one.
Right, I'm gonna be that guy from Take that no one knows the name. You know the guy with the hair? The only one with the hair.
We have to put in if we're gonna have like a ridiculously like good looking person, we have to put all Loblaw's host Scott Murray in there. Like he's like he looks like he's in a boy band, and like I've lived with him, he spent a ridiculous amount of time, so like he's gonna be in there like begrudgingly. He's the one everyone kinda like silently hates because like he's a good looking dude, like, so he's gotta be in there because like we have to have something like for like there we go, like if it's wrestling fans. I'm trying to think. Who else? Who would be like the bad boy?
I don't know. Like,
what are other boys?
The guy who likes to jive.
The guy who likes to jive. I know. Do you remember the guy who asked Katie to jive?
Oh yeah! Oh,
he's 100%. He's 100% in there. I know his name. I don't want to out him though on the podcast. Yeah. But I know his name. He knows who he is. He doesn't tell him.
Jiving is an important skill for the boy band anyway.
I think I'm going to throw Jeff Aird in there. I think Jeff Aird, like he should be in there as well. Like he'd love that, and I think he'd be right at home in that band. So yeah, I think that makes it up. That's five pieces, isn't it?
All
right.
So we have Jimmy Malloy, Phil, Scott Murray, Jive Guy, and Jeff Howard. There you go. That's gonna take the nation by storm.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. The Lowe's boy. What's her name?
What the fuck is this?
All right.
Refunds. The refunds.
At Rian _ no _. Numbers. If you were to book, this kind of ties in. If you were to book a fans only wrestling card, who would you match up, and how would you book it in general? Any dream matches? So I'd go straight away with I'd go with a Team Devlin versus Team Star 5v5. I don't really know who's in it. You kind of know yourself. There's only about five people on Team Devlin. I'm probably one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Star, I mean, you kind of just take your pick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, Brian Mullally has to be. Brian Mullally is in this if we're doing Devlin versus Star.
He's team leader, like. He's...
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Right. Okay.
Who?
It's a tough one. I don't want to pit people against each other either.
I was just going to say,
Katie, you went missing there for a second.
Because he's the best.
Yeah. No, you're like, what you say? Yeah, what are you saying?
I said, I'd book a King of the Ring and have Declan Byrne win it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, who nobody hates Terry Thatcher, do they? Or like somebody who's a Bows fan? Who's a Bows fan? We're pulling Declan against a Bows fan.
Phil. He's going to get a surprise roll-up. Declan gets a surprise roll-up. Via small package.
Declan gets a small package.
Yeah,
Declan wins a small package.
That wouldn't make sense because Rovers would never be bought.
I can't think of anywhere. Who's like, I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm trying to think who's got beef with each other.
Let's not.
We don't want to out beefs either.
Ah, we kind of do though. Like it's a corona. We're all stuck in. We're up to see each other for 6 months. So let's do it.
I know. No, when we finally get out, we're all going to beat the shit out of each other. That's not a good start.
Linus against Borns.ie in a handicap match.
If you could put Justy as a fan, then you could obviously have like a 6-on-1, 7-on-1, 8-on-1.
Justy against Bose Johnny. There you go. That's the one that we all want to see. Linus against Borns.ie.
Linus against random old people from Borns who fucking. Yeah.
Team Matt Slappers against Team Borns. There you go.
There you go,
Survivor Series. Yeah, I'm into that. There you go. I think we're good. I think we got there.
Well, yeah, it was something. It was an attempt. Thanks for the question, Rian. At TKenny2622, Queen versus Keen 2, Rick will sing the song of a former tag team champion's partner.
Where am I singing again?
Example. Think the gas thing is, Tony, when asking this question, hasn't seen how badly the last one went. So this is fun. Example. Sing Johnny Mundo. Johnny Mundo? Who calls him that? It's just 2020. Like, sing John Morrison's song for The Miz. First to three takes the W. Mm-hmm. So, it's not holding, you're singing, so.
I have to sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because then it's instant. You'll know what it is straight away.
Yeah, but you have to be...
You have to take his tag partner.
Right, you have to name the tag team partner.
Yeah, you say John Morrison's team, okay. We have to say The Miz is the answer.
Okay, I'm with you now, okay. Right, okay, let me think. All right, okay, gotcha. So there has to be two separate teams, okay.
Yeah, like you can't sing the Usos and then like someone goes Jimmy. Oh no, it was Jay.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, I love to love him. I love to pick him.
Kim, well done.
Okay, there you go, Brad. We're good. This is cruel. Right, you have to pick the one that I'm thinking of. Okay. Well,
Katie.
No.
Katie.
Jericho.
It's not unfortunate.
Big Show.
Jerry Show.
Oh, good show.
Kane.
Go on.
Kane.
It's not that. Kane, you're back in the game. Okay. And I get to keep singing. Well, it's the Big Show.
Who else did he tag with? Who else did he tag with?
Who didn't he tag with?
The Rock?
I forgot who I meant to know. No, it's not.
Phil.
Are you in this?
Yeah, I must be.
Go on, yeah, we'll do it. Why not?
There's only one guy who could have had a tag with, and that's Kane.
Yes. Kane just said that.
Oh, shit. Say-
No, it wasn't. I remember who I meant.
Was it Kane?
Go on, Kane.
Wait, Kane, the McMahons.
It's not that. It was
Katie.
Go on.
I'm stuck.
Go on.
Kurt Angle.
He didn't team with Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle on the Big Show?
What?
Do you remember when they were with Paul Heyman, actually? Yeah, that's actually right, but it's not the right answer. It was The Miz was the one I was looking at. The Miz.
I never forgot that. When did they team?
I don't know, but I seen it on Wikipedia.
Showmiz!
Oh, okay.
They were called Showmiz.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. That's the worst name ever.
Okay. Oh, I've got one. I've got one, right.
No, because it's like Showbiz.
Right, this is all. This is
I get it now. I still hate it. Thanks.
This is going to be badly sung, but okay, let's do this. It's a shameful thing. You lost your head.
Kian.
Go on.
Oh, bollocks. Wade Barrett?
It's not that. I'm going to keep singing. You stand like a song kind of crown. Too many lies. Too many lies. Oh.
Who the fuck did he win the titles with?
Who are you talking about?
How do you not know that
song? What do you mean who? How do you not know whose song that is? Can I go again if she doesn't know who it is?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Kian, Alberto Del Rio.
No!
Kian, Rusev.
No, Katie, go.
Oh, Kian! Oh my god! No. Because it's Cesaro!
It is Cesaro, go on, I'll give it to you. Because Katie didn't even recognise that was Sheamus' theme song, for God's sake. Right, Keane's leading 2-0, alright. Okay, oh, Jesus, I don't know if I can say, this is a banger, I'm singing it, this is a good song, I'm not endorsing the person. There's no holding me back.
Keane.
Go on.
Oh, no, who did you team with? Oh my god,
I'm not driven by fear, I'm just driven by anger and your attack.
Just maybe no. See, I'm taking the Radicals, but I'm like, let's treat them.
When it only went away. He's a former tag team champion.
Is that your Ben Moss singing impression?
Yeah.
That's awful, mate.
Okay, Katie.
Go on. He was tag team champion to this person.
Perry Saturn.
It's not Perry Saturn.
Kian, Eddie.
It's not Eddie Guerrero.
Kian.
Katie.
Go on.
Jericho.
It's not. Kian.
Kian, Edge.
No.
Katie.
Go on.
Rey Mysterio.
No. You've said every member of the SmackDown 6 except for this person.
Katie.
Kian. Chavo.
No.
The Undertaker.
How is The Undertaker in the SmackDown 6? He's mad for it. Oh, he's a big work rate guy. Like, yeah. He's doing flips everywhere.
SmackDown 6.
Do you remember there was like 6 of them and they had like...
Yeah, we
amazing.
Them all.
Like, yeah. You didn't.
Key and Eddie?
No. Kurt
Eddie,
Angle.
Chavo, Edge.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, Kian, Kurt Angle.
No, I've already told you. All right, okay, I got one. Bro! Go on.
Nicholas.
There you go, Kian wins it. God, put me out of my mercy. There are other people in this house. They're like, he's singing again.
Well, I'll read. You see, when I read out the last question, we don't have time to do it, but I'll read it out.
It deserves to be read, and I think it kind of answers itself because, like, he just wrote a story for this.
Ah, okay. At Irish Slam Dan, can we do that Battle Royal full episode now, or Battle Royale? Excuse me. The area concerned is Stephen's Green Park. I actually first read this as Stephen's Green Car Park, and I was like, that's a bit of an anticlimactic spot for a Battle Royale, but Stephen's Green Park. There are various weapons and ration drops scattered around. There are swords, but no guns. There is one indoor area, like the Ringside Club, that Midcard Mafia start in. Oddly specific, but we'll go with it. There are 3 phones available from J-Money for a price. They can call for an immediate target hit. If a tag team / stable make it to the end, they have a choice. 2 buttons. Red button means you alone win the glory and others die. Green button means all the stable win but lose a limb as payment for them all to be allowed to live. If all don't press green, no one wins. Katie starts with 2 allies of her choosing, but who will never betray her but can't win. Who does she pick? Kian commentates, Rick is host, tell the story. To clarify the buttons, if one press red and the others press green, red button press wins. If all press red, they all die. Green is the only way to win, but with the price of a limb gone. Sorry, this is long. I'm bored today. It's okay, Dan. This is a lot.
It's a pandemic. It's allowed. It's an amazing question, but so detailed. There's only one real like question in there. Like, who'd your two allies be?
So these two allies can never turn on me.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
Why is one of them Alison Kay and the other one Eric Rowan?
Well, if this is someone who has sworn to serve me and can never betray me, I'm picking you two.
What? I'm commentator. No, you can't, because I'm commentator.
Do it. In a second, like in a heartbeat, offer me a fiver.
You could have picked a fiend. You could have picked the Rock.
I like the idea of you never being able to betray me, because I feel like you would betray me in a heartbeat.
Oh, right. I was wondering, because I was like, there's someone who's literally swore to never betray you in the same building as you right now.
He's
constantly selling me down the river.
He doesn't even listen to the deal. It's like, yo, Phil, if you turn on Katie, I'll give you a deal. Oh, brilliant.
I don't really understand anything that happened there, so
it sounds like a great movie. I wanna hear Dan's storyline. And look,
Dan, you're bored. You just said that in your question, you're bored. Why don't you write what you do? Or like how do you think an Irish wrestling thing would go? Because someone actually love to read. Writing has a lot of effort, but like I'd absolutely read everyone's fancy bookings on this. Like who'd win a battle royal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm up for that. There and like I would say we'll make the movie, but we can't see each other, so we won't. But like, you know,
if Dan's writing this, my actual allies then are Liam Royal and Dom Tuck.
Okay,
not even like CT Flexor, like you know. No, he wouldn't. CZ Flex would never do that. And,
he did. He already did.
No, shut up, Katie. yeah, so we've answered all your questions. Some well, some not so well. Bye.
See you next week. Road to WrestleMania if you don't die.